Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Tav Tzadi Hei. The Gemara is Vestapik Yiboy Luhu Lechem HaPonim Nifsal B'masois or Einin Nifsal B'masois. Does the Lechem HaPonim become Nifsal when they take down the Mishkan and they start traveling? The Yidin started traveling in the Midbar. What did the Lechem HaPonim become possible? So Gemara breaks down what seems to be a Machlokes. Rabbi Yechiel Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Chadam or Nifsal Chadam or Einin Nifsal. And the Gemara starts off that the Gemara understands it's talking about while it's besudder on the Shulchan. And Afal Pikein is a man, the Omar, that holds that since the Mishkan was taken down, it has it in Yitzah, and it becomes Pasuk Yitzah. But the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says it can't be, it's the Mafurish of Pasuk, V'lechav Apadim Olav Yeh, that there's a Lechav Apadim remains on the Shulchan Mashas Basois, which is mashma that it remains with this Kashrus. And therefore the Gemara is Chayzer, Elok Yasser of Dibi, that the Chaykis is not by besudder. While it's on the Shulchan, it's Pashut, that it doesn't become Pasuk. Chaykis is what's the Halacha while it's besudder. And the Gemara asks that also, that L'chair it's beforish, that it becomes puzzle. And therefore the Gemara's maskada is, Ela Omar, Ela Kiyasa Ravin, that there's no machlekes, the man the Omar, the one that said that Einin Nifsal is talking about when it's besudder, and the one that says Nifsal is talking about when it's besulak. But it's L'chair beforish in the Gemara, that if not for a special pasuk, it would be tachin that there should be a psul yetzah in the Lechem HaPonim, even while it's sitting on the Shulchan, even while it's besudder, Avol Pikein, it would be tachin to have a psul yetzah. Now there's a Machlekes Rashi, Tosis at many places. Tosis by us at Afsali Hei of the Beis makes mention of Tosis to be a maschol, Lishasa Rechase Bachotz. Tosis makes mention of the Shita that the Din Psul Yetze needs to have a Voida. Kiddush Kli alone is not enough for Psul Yetze. Psul Yetze needs to have it, it was Nasapai Voida. Rashi over here on Afsali Hei of the Beis seems to argue, he says that it would become puzzle with the Yetzer, the Kiddush Kli alone, if Midas Yavish is this Katcha, it would become puzzle. Tesis over here, and Daftali Hei argues. Tesis besides what he wrote in Daft Tesam and Aleph, Tesis Tesam and Aleph is Mayrich about it. Tesis in Zvachim Daft Chaf of Abeis also speaks about it. Now there's a Shita Bukubetes over there on Tesis in Menachas Daft Tes, where he asks, from Erasugya on Tesis, the Shita on Ois Chav Zayin, he asks on Taisvis that L'chayra, L'fi Taisvis, what's the Pshat in our Sugya? L'chayra, it's Beforish in our Sugya, not like Taisvis, L'chayra, it's Beforish over here. That even though we didn't yet do the Avoida, L'chayra, which means the Siluk Bezichen, which that's the Avoida that needs to be done, Ke'in K'mitza, to the Lechav Aponim, Afal Pikein, the Halacha is, that it becomes possible Yetzah. The words Beforish that Be'etzem, while it's Besudder without the special din of Lechav Aponim all of Yeah, it would be Shaykh to Psul Yetzah, to Lechav Aponim. Even though we didn't yet do the Avodah Sakbitza yet, all we have over here is a Kiddush Kli, and it's Beforish in the Gemara that Shaykh the Psul Yetzah. After the Shita Gobetz, the famous Kasha asks, and Shita's Taisu, so Mary Sugya. So the Shita goes on to answer, V'yeshleimar, that the reason why it becomes puzzle, the Lechem La'ilam can't become puzzle. It wasn't Nasa by Avodah. The reason why it becomes puzzle is, the Hasa Bishop Levoida, She'ila Matirim Acherim, She'atz Materis, the Levoida itself doesn't have any other Matirim. Says the Shita that the halacha is, Taisus and Zvachav Davchav speaks out, that even though the halacha is, it has to be nasa by avoida, that's only by something that has to it a avoida, a mincha, that has avoida sa kmitza, so the halacha is that till you do the kmitza, the Kiddush Kli alone won't give it a psul yetza. Masha'enkein, Taisus speaks out over there, that a mincha is koyanim, a mincha that doesn't have a kmitza, that you just back to the whole mincha, so then the Kiddush Kli alone would give it the din, of it would have already the Din Kedusha to have the Psul Yetzah. So says the Shita over here, the Levoida is similar to the Milchus Kayanim. So the Levoida doesn't have any other Matir. And therefore says the Shita, that's the Pshat Nar Sugi. The Sugi is not handling that the Lechem, it's not discussing that the Lechem should have a Psul Yetzah, the Bezichi Levoida should have a Psul Yetzah. And Pasha, once Bezichi Levoida becomes Pasul, the whole Lechem Aparam also becomes Pasul. That's the Din. Nifsa Levoida, Nifsa Lechem. But the Yetzah, the passage of Yetzah, is only going to be Shaykh Be'etzem to the Levoida, not to the Lechem Aparim. And the Mikdash David, in Sibur Chav Beis Ois Gibel, brings down the Shita, and he brings down his Teretz, and he says that L'chayra, the Teretz is Eidim Muvan, he doesn't understand the Teretz of the Shita Mekubetzes, because the Yisayin of Teisus is Svara, why Be'bichas Kayanim, it has a Psul Yetzah, even though it didn't yet have the Kmitza, is because it doesn't have any other Avodah. It came to the full Darg of Kedusha with Atmos. It doesn't have any more Avodah before you Makter it. There's no more Avodah that you need to be able to be Makter it. It has everything that you need already. Masha Enkin says the Esther Mikdashtovit. Over here, we still have the Avodah Zakmitza. And the Avodah Zakmitza L'Chayra is the same way it's coming to be Matar Lech L'Apodim, and the Sheet himself understood that the Lechem itself still needs to have the Avodah Zasilu Kabazicha to it, to give it the Kedusha, to have the Psul Yetzer. So the Chayra, the Gabi, the Bezichin alone, also is Avodah Zasilu Kabazichin, which is the Avodah Zakmitza that's done with the Bezichin. So why would it be doime to Michas Kainim, which doesn't have any avoida afterwards? Over here, the Bezichin still have a avoida that has to be done to them. It still has to have the avoida sakmitza. Tzorchi, it had to be miyashiv, what's the avoda in the shito, how he understood it didn't see the Bezichin, for some reason, that doesn't have a term, it's avoida klape the Bezichin. And the Mikdashtevet himself, in a different place, in Sibbe Gimel, at Oy Zayin, he says a teretz to the Etzim Kasha, of the Shita Mekubetzis. And he says that the Lechem Apanim in a Chanami didn't yet have the Siluk Bezichin, so it didn't have the Avoida Ke'in Kmitza, but it had a different Avoida done to it. It had the Avoida of being Mesadur al Shulchan. That you Mesadur the Bezichin on the Lechem on the Shulchan has a Teres Avoida. Before Be'etzim Azorku Bechayvim Amisa, just not Avoida Tama. But Be'etzim it has a Teres Avoida, and therefore says to Mikdashtavid, the Chara be a simple Ta'isha to the Kasha of the Shittim Kabetzes, that Lechem upon him, in Chanami, it's Kaidim Kmitza, but it had a different Avoida done to it. It had the Sidur Alechem Ala Shulchan, that's also Avoida, and maybe once it gets on the Shulchan, it's ready, it's Hukshadli possible, but Psul Yaitza, even if she does Taisvis, that you need to have Avoida, Kiddush Kli is not enough. So over here you have the Avoida of the Sidur Al Shulchan. And if you look at the Shiria grid, in Tzvachim Daf Chof, he also says that this will be a simple teretz to the Shita's Kasha. And he seems to be bothered a little. Why is the Shita himself not, why was the Shita not saying this teretz? L'chayr is a simple teretz. Why did the Shita understand that Sidur Alechem Al Shulchan is not enough? So Rebel explains that Be'etzem, to have to understand what's the svar of Tosfos. What's the svar? Why is Tosfos? What's the svar of Tosfos that he argues on Rashi and he holds that Kiddush Kli is not enough for the Psul Yetzer, even though it has a Kedushas Haguf, it's not enough for Psul Yetzer. I need to have something more. I need to have a Avoida, and that's only with that it becomes possible by Yetzer. So he says that the Biskarov understood in Tosfos that the Isafa that the Mincha has with the Avoida Sakmitza, with the Maisa Avoida done to it, is that it gives it a Teres Korban. Gives it a Teres Korban, it gives it a Din HaKrova in the Mincha, not just the Kedushas HaGuf. It's already Chal in it, the Din Korban, the Din Hechsha HaKrova of the Mincha is now Chal with the Avoida, when I start doing the Avoida's HaKorban in the Mincha, that gives it a Teres Korban that it can have the Psulim of Yetzir. Yetzir is not enough that it just has a Kedushas HaGuf. That's not enough, it has to have more. It has to have the Din Korban has to be Chal in it already. And therefore that's why Tosfos holds that you need to have the Maisa Avoida. So Rebbe says that if you understand the Fidus Havana, the Teretz of the Mikdash Tovid, this Teretz that we're answering Shita Mekubetzis Kasha, is L'Chayr Poshet. It's Poshet to Stavra like that, that once you put it on, you already started it, put it on, you did that Maisa Avoid of Sidra al Shulchan, L'Chayr Misvar, it should be that you should have the Teretz Karbon over here. He says only if you learn not like the Brisker Rav, if you learn what he brings like from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim learned, no, it's just the Isafas Kedusha. He didn't learn a whole Lubda Shavart that has a Psul Karbon. He learned that it's a Poshet Devart. Tosfos is holds that there's a Sofas Kedusha that's Chal in the Mincha with the Tchilas Avoida. So then, says Ruberl, you can understand that the Shita held that the Sidur Alechem wouldn't be enough for that. You need a Avoida in Kmitza, the Sidur Kabazichin, which that's a more Chashav Avoida in the carbon to give this a Sofas Kedusha. But he says, if you understand just that we need a Shame carbon here, L'Chayr, that will be enough, the Sidur Asholcha would be enough. And therefore, the Chayr will be mashmah that the Shita Mekubetzis understood Tosfos not like the Brisker Rav, maybe learned like Reb Chaim, and therefore that's why he held that this teretz of the Mikdash David is not a good teretz to his kasha. And there's an interesting Shita Mekubetzis over here, very mechudishtik Shita Mekubetzis over here on Er Gemara. The Shita asks on our sugya that the Chayr, what does it mean that there's a shita, the Gemara is a suffix, that there should be a psul by the mesulik. There should be a psul by mesulik that the lechem should become pasul while it's mesulik. So asks the shita al-Lachir, what does it mean mesulik? He brings Rashi. Mesulik means that you mesalik it b'Shabbos. And the rest man, after the time of the akrovas b'zichon is, you mesalik the lechem and the kohanim eat it. After the b'shtabah, the al-Lachir Tosfos speaks out further on in the Gemara. The Ramas Rishmami not that you can't be Nisei Shabbos. There's an Isser Mechamer, Isser Itza. It's not possible to be Nesei on Shabbos. So L'chayra asked the Shita, L'chayra, they weren't able to be Nesei on Shabbos. And Im Kain, so when exactly is this Lechem Apanim becoming Nifsal? B'yaitze, the Lechem Apanim is Necha on Shabbos. So Im Kain asked the Shita, when exactly is this Lechem Apanim being Nifsal? And he says, V'shema Yishleimar, that's talking about that Shabbos was on Yom Kippur. And then the halacha is that it's Necha L'Erev. And then the halacha of the Lechem Apanim is that you eat it after Shabbos. And then we're going to be talking about a case where they started traveling after Shabbos before they ended up eating it. And that'll have the psul of, that'll have the psul of Yaitse. And the Shita speaks out, Zechei Mashma, the Mishnah later on speaks out that Shabbos, Shachal Yis B'Yom Kippur, you only mechalik it la'erif. El Chayra, Diri HaShita Gretz is T'mur Ma'id. It's the Chayra, the Dira V'lachim HaPanim is Nechal Yom V'Layla. On Yom Kippur, you had to eat it B'Layla, you couldn't eat it B'Yom. But even every Shabbos, any Chalab, they were mechalik it B'Yom, but you're allowed to eat it till, like, all Kachi Kachi on Yom V'Layla. Like all other Shiari Amenachas. It seems from the Shita that he holds, you have to eat it Dafka on Shabbos, and only on Yom Kippur, then you can eat it B'Layla. Chayra Dvar T'morim, Chayra Mechatesi such a din. Where's the Shita? Why is the Shita assuming that Lechel Apanim has to be Nechel Dafka on Shabbos? Chayra could be Pashi, gave it out on Shabbos, and the Kayan didn't end up eating it. They have the whole time. Akapanim till Chatzais. They have the whole Laila to eat the carbon. They didn't eat the Lechel Apanim till Laila, and then they started traveling, and it became Pasal. If you look in the Pirush of Mishnayis, the Rambam, Pirush of Mishnayis, also in Perek Beis, also seems to say something similar to this. Rambam's lashon over there is v'lechem apanim hazeh einoi nechal elo b'yom haShabbos b'lvad. Rotzo loymar kol yom haShabbos b'lvad k'ma shabir b'yom haShabbos b'yom haShabbos yarchenu. Mashma also in the lashon of Rambam that you only can eat the lechem apanim on Shabbos. And the Rav over there also seems to very clear in the Rav also on that Mishnah Perek Beis the Menachos that he holds this way. And if you look at the Tesis Yontif over there, Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, He's ma'ir on the Rambam. That l'chayra can't be such halachas. Can't be this halacha. You have to eat the lechem apanim dafka b'layla. Dafka b'yoyim. But it's beforish. In Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Zayin. That's the Mishnah that Shita Bekbetzis brings. That on Yom Kippur, you eat it b'layla. So it's beforish you're able to eat it b'layla. So how can the Rambam say that you can only eat it b'yoyim, b'yoyim HaShabbos? So the Minchas Avram, in Menachas Daf Yud Gimel, he says a big aside over here. To Miyasha this kasha, he says that lechem aponim be'etzem has a teretz mincha to it, has a din mincha, and also has a kiyum of lechem aponim. So he says a din achila on the lechem of the lechem aponim has two dinim, has a din midin achkiyum midin the din lechem aponim, and also has a din kiyum midin shiari minachas. So in the Ganami, the Rambam's right, the din zman achila mitzad lechem aponim, that's only b'yom haShabbos. Now what happens if Shabbos falls on Yom Kippur, so you can't eat it? It's Yom Kippur. So you have to wait till after Yom Kippur. But Afal Pikein is a din achila mitzad shiari menachas. And in a chanami over there, you won't be mekayim the din kiyam achila of lechem aponim. You'll only be mekayim the din achila of shiari menachas. But in a chanami, in a regular Shabbos, of course, it's a din mitzvah to eat a tafka on Shabbos and not to wait till after Shabbos and you're going to be mevatel the kiyam din of achilas lechem aponim. And in a chanami, you'll be able to eat it after mitzad the hilchas shiari menachas. But you're going to lose the din of achilas lechem aponim. And Im Kain, we could say that's a pshat in our shita by us. The shita is asking, of course, the halacha is you have to eat a dafka on Shabbos. You can't leave it around till after. So therefore, he asked, what's it shy? How's it shaykh b'chlal din that silo that there should be a din of psul yaitze on lechem aparim? And that answers the shita that's talking about you weren't able to eat it on Shabbos. It was Yom Kippur, and when it's Yom Kippur in the chanami, you wait till after Yom Kippur, and then you could eat it then. And then it's talking about that it was neseya before. He just speaks out in the Mechaz Avram that it's not going to be like the Arsameach. Arsameach in Maisik Arbonis in Perek Yud Halacha Beis is coming to be Miyashav, the Rambam is not Moine, the mitzvah Sachilas Lechem Aponim as a mitzvah b'fnei Atzmai. So Arsameach and the Ravid in the Sefer Mitzvah Kotzer is ready Moira on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam bring the mitzvah Sachilas Lechem Aponim? So the Arsameach says that the Rambam holds that since Lechem Aponim is a mincha, it's nichla on the mitzvah Sachilas Shiari Menachas. Now L'chayra, Lefi this shtickle tayor that the Mechas Avram is saying in the Rambam and the Shita by us, the Chayor wouldn't be able to be koylal the mitzvah achilas lechem aponim in the mitzvah achilas shiur menachas if it's a different din. Tell me it's a different halacha, it's a different zman, it's a different dafkin on Shabbos, so it would seem from here that it would be a whole new mitzvah. And therefore we're going to have to answer the Rambam a little differently and say the reason why the Rambam wasn't made as a mitzvah is he held it was nichlal in the mitzvah of lechem upon him itself. He held that the achilas lechem upon him is nichlal in the seder lechem upon him, which is be'emes, would be very good with the lashon around Pirush Mishnayis, that darshan somehow from the din of v'yayim ha-shabbos yarchenu, that the mitzvah achilas on Shabbos also. So it seems from the Rambam over there that he holds that the achilah and the whole seder alechem is one big din. The seder bezichin, and that is all one big din with the achilah, and it's all totally in this man of v'yayim ha-shabbos. Now the Mechzavram adds, if he's there, we can answer an interesting kasha that the Achreinim asked. Meshachachma, Seif Emer, the Avnei Nezer, and Arachayim, Simen Shepay, that both, Oybe, that sounds from the Mishnah, that Dafkan Yim Kippur, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, then Yim Mechalik It La'erev. The Ma'ayra, the Achreira, what's the halacha on Shabbos Shechal Yis B'erev Pesach? Shabbos Shechal Yis B'erev Pesach, the Rishayim, in the beginning of Tam Nishchar, our Mefurash, Rashi over there, is a first that you mechalik it on Shabbos itself. Now, L'chayra, ask the Meshachachma, ask the Avineza, Halacha is, the beginning of Arab Pesachim, you're not allowed to eat matzah on Arab Pesach. It's also to eat matzah on Arab Pesach. So L'chayra, you weren't able to eat the Lechem HaPanim on Arab Pesach. So L'chayra, the same way as on Yom Kippur, when you're not able to eat the Lechem HaPanim, you're mechalik it la'erev. So who adin, on Arab Pesach, you should be mechalik it la'erev. So the Meshachach was damned that maybe this matzah you're able to eat, maybe it was made shaloi l'shma, it wasn't made l'shei matzah, or he says maybe it's not roi lecha b'chol my shavais, maybe it needed to be roi lecha b'chol my shavais, maybe that's why you can't be yaitza matzah with it, that's it, you can't be yaitza matzah, so maybe you can eat on Arab Pesach. But the Meshachach says that the Marsha, in the beginning of Arab Pesachim, is mefurish, that has to be dafka, something like matzah ashira, something that's the shtana in the chefts of the matzah. The fact that it's shloi d'shmar, some din, why you can't be yetzah matzah with it, that's not enough to be matrit for the achil on Erev Pesach. If it's the same exact surah of matzah itself that I could be yetzah the mitzvah with, there's gonna be, it's gonna still have the isra of eating it on Erev Pesach. So therefore says the Meshach Chachman, who had the Nebuchadnezzar answers, that the reason why you're allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach is because of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. There's a, just like the Akhtar say, Murim is Deicha, because of a Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita. Who had did you let it eat it on Erev Pesach? Because of Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita, so it's Deicha the Indian of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Says the Mechaz Avram, the Dvar Rav, it's Pasha that you have to eat on Erev Pesach. That is the Mitzvah Zachilo. That's not Stam a Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita. You're gonna be Mevatel, the whole Mitzvah Zachilo of Lechem HaPanim. The Rambam is referring to the whole Mitzvah Zachilo of Lechem HaPanim is Dafka B'Yem HaShabbos. So it's Pasha that you're gonna eat it even on Erev Pesach. And the Isra of not eating matzah or Pesach is not going to be Eimid, the Fnei HaMitzvah, Achilas Lechem HaPanim. We don't have to say just because of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. The whole Mitzvah is going to begin this battle if you wait till night. The Gemara goes on, Amar Abayish, Mami, no, we have a ride from here. Yesh Chiluk Masayis Balayla, that you can start traveling by night. Because if not, if you can only travel by day, L'chayra, anyhow, it's going to become puzzle, B'lina. And what would it be to get b'chlal, whether or not b'shas masois is a psul yaitza, l'chayra, anyhow could only travel by day, it's anyhow always going to become puzzle with lino. So there's a machlekes Rashi tastes exactly where Abaye's Raya is from. So Rashi's mazber, that the Raya is from the price of kotship, that kotship on a psalm b'yaitza. Tais asks on Rashi, that what's the Raya? Maybe he's talking about that there was kotship that he shechted that day, and they started traveling that day. Enechlam, you can't travel by night, but there's kotship that was shechted that day. And therefore Taisa says that the Raya is not from the price of Kotch, and the Raya is from the whole Nais of Lechem Aponim. Taisa says that Lechem Aponim was a Chalak on Shabbos, and you weren't able to travel on Shabbos. It's us to travel on Shabbos. And therefore Taisa says, Behekrich, the only time you're going to be able to travel is by night after Shabbos. And if you wouldn't be able to travel by night, you would only be able to travel Sunday morning, then the Lechem Aponim would already become possible. So the Birchas HaZevach is bothered. Why didn't Rashi the Maisa learn like Tesis? Tesis later on. It's Biyashiv Shitas Rashi. But why didn't Tesis Pshat? It's a very good Pshat. Why didn't Rashi learn like Tesis? So the Birchas HaZevach explains. Because Rashi held that there was no Raya B'chlal. He didn't hold there's any Raya from the Lechel upon him. This may be the case of Besuluk means that you Mesalik in the middle of the week. You Mesalik before Shabbos. You took it off the Shulchan. B'fnei Zmano. And then there's a nice, does it become possible Yetzer or not? There's no Raya B'chlal to Yesh Masayis B'layla, because maybe you took it off in the middle of the day, Thursday day, you took it off, and then you started traveling, before you got a chance to put it back onto the shulchan, they started traveling, does that lecha become pasul b'yotze? Where's the raya that we're talking about on Shabbos? And if you look at the Tzayin Kotcher, he brings down the Birchas HaZevach, and he says that the Lashon HaMesulek is mashma, not that someone was oivir v'silkon, it's mashma that you mesalik kedin. And he speaks out that Rashi himself explains that mesudr means that it wasn't yet the time to take it off. It's mashma that when mesulek means that you took it off at the right time. So he says a little differently. He says that the Mishnah later on speaks out that if someone's besadur alechem shleibis mana, not on Shabbos, it was besadur on Sunday, so then the halacha is you have to take it off the shulchan right before Shabbos starts, so it shouldn't become pasul. And then you put it back on. So if you took it off then, which is the din is to take it off then, so then it will be also negeya, that if they started traveling, there wouldn't be a psul. There would be a psul, even though it's shaykh to have masayis b'yayim, and that's why Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos. Now the Tyrus HaKadosh is bothered, so what's be'emes pshat in Tosfos? L'chayr the Birchas HaZevach, he goes with the Birchas HaZevach, l'chayr who had in the Tzayin Kachim, l'chayr is saying a good dichay to the Raya of Abaya. L'chayr who said Mesuluk means on Shabbos? Maybe Mesuluk means before Shabbos. So says the Tyrus HaKadosh, al pi'i v'chalikis Rashi and Tosfos that we spoke about earlier in this year. Rashi that holds that Kiddush Kli Sharis is enough to have psul yaitza. So very good. You have this title that maybe we're talking about before Shabbos. Maybe it was besuluk before Shabbos, not b'shas asiluk bezichin and b'shas on Shabbos itself. Mashenkin says the Tyrus HaKadosh Shitas Tosfos is that you need to have that voidah in order to have the psul yaitza. So Imkain, it was poshut that our sugi is not discussing that you mesalik it before the zman. It has to be you mesalik it with the siluk bezichin, with the Avodas HaKmitza, and only then could it become Pasul B'Yaitzah. So it's Mukhrech that we're talking about on Shabbos. The Eitz of the Birchas HaZevach and the Tzayin Kachim is not again Shitas Tosfos B'chal. Now, L'chayra, the Divrei HaTaris HaKesh, Tzarechi and Gadol. This we just gave a whole Arichas from the Shita Book of Betes to explain that before Shin and Gemara, that even while it's Besudah, there's a Noisah, Shabbat Pasul Yaitzah. So we have to say Eitz Teretz Tzarech Loimer. You have to say some type of Teretz that once it's on the Shulchan already, there is a Psul Yaitza, even in Shitas Tosfos. You can't assume that Lafi Tosfos that you need Avoda, but Emes doesn't become Pasul B'Yaitza. Because had he learned the Gemara before, unless he holds the Ein Echanami that was only in the Havamina of the Gemara, the Maskana is going to switch. It's Chayyar Big Deichik. Chayyar Tzarechi and Gadol on the Teretz HaKadosh. How does he learn the Gemara of Mesudah? The Gemara is before that even while it's Mesudah, also could have a Psul Yaitza. And the Teretz HaKadosh seems to hold that until you have the Maisa Silik Bezichin, you won't have the psul of Yaitza. Tzarechi and B'divrei HaTaris HaKadosh. Now, in Shitas Rashi, Tosfos goes on to explain that B'chayik Mimiyashiv, the Kasha Tosfos on Rashi, that Rashi holds that there's no such thing as traveling in the middle of a day. You travel in the beginning of the day or in the beginning of the night. But there's no such thing as traveling in the beginning of the day. So if you look in the Tzayin Kachim, he speaks out a word, what would be the pshat? They should travel at the beginning of the day. And he says, the reason is, you should be yaitze b'chi toiv. And the Gemara brings that you shouldn't start traveling before day, you should start b'chi toiv, which he seems to understand, the Tzayin Kachim, that the inyan of b'chi toiv is not just to travel by day, it's to travel in the beginning of the day. Which is a little shver in our sugi over here, because on the tzad that you say it b'layla, there's no svar to be to say it dafka at the beginning of the layla because of b'chitayv. So the fi abaya that had a tzad that you aren't say it b'layla, who did you be say it b'emtza ayoyim? There will be no braya that yesh v'asayis b'layla. So in the kavana of the Tzayin Kachim. But there's a meshach chachva in Bamidbar and Perek Dalet pasuk tazayin. He says a different shot why they weren't say it in the middle of the day, and he says the reason is because in the middle of the day, the halacha is that a kohen gadol brings michas chavitim. So he brings half of it in the morning and half of it by night. Now if you start traveling in the middle of the day, what's going to happen with the second half? It's going to knock about to knock of it. So therefore, for that reason, says the Mechash Chachman, that's good for the reason why the Gemara names out with the Pshitos, that there's no such thing as being Nesea. Either you're Nesea in the beginning of the day or by night. You can't be Nesea in the middle of the day because we can have a problem with the Milchus Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah on the base, the Mishnah brings down that achas te alechem achas araparam lishosav arichosav bachotz. The kneading and when you set to bake the bread is all outside azara. Vafiyasav eftim, vafiyah, the baking of the bread has to be done inside. And in the deiches is a Shabbos, it's not deiches Shabbos. So the Gemara Over here brings out a kasha for Psheshus. The Gemara starts off with the kasha. The first two dinim. What's the pshat that alicha v'aricha is bachutz? Must be because it doesn't become kaddish yet. Because midas yavish leidus kasha. That imkain, why does afia have to be the snim? If you're saying that the midas yavish is leidus kasha, so why does it become kaddish by the afia? So on that, the Gemara says it's not a kasha, because even though midas yavish is leidus kasha, still tana could be mekaddish. Tana is a different halacha. Tana could be mekaddish. So the Gemara said the question was a different question. That if it's true that the fee has to be bifnim, which seems to be that therefore the reason why it's bifnim is because the tan is being mekadosh alechem. Imkein luchayra, it should become possible lina. If I make it on Erev Shabbos, then it should become possible lina. And how could, ask the Gemara, imkein, how could we say it's not toicha Shabbos? Luchayra, on the tzad that we say that it is this kaddish. So then we have to make it on Shabbos Mamish. We can't make it before Shabbos. So Chayrish Pasha, that should be Doicha Shabbos. Why is there a din of Ein Doicha Shabbos? If it's not Doicha Shabbos, it should become possible Lina. So the Gemara brings a teretz for Rav Ashi, the Ein Hanami, the Tarot is not Mekadosh, and the reason why you need Bifnim is that's a different reason, because we want to do Bakum's reason. Rashi explains that we don't want to make sure it doesn't become Chametz. And that the Gemara asks, Imkein, the Lisha also should be Bakum's reason. What's the difference between the Lisha of Aricha and the Afia, and therefore the Gemara ends up Elder of Ashi Brusi, the Teretz is not a good Teretz, and the Gemara seems to remain with a question on the Mishnah. So Tosfos, the Ramasal Elder of Ashi Brusi, Tosfos explains, what does the Gemara mean to do now? What are we going to do with the Mishnah? So Tosfos says, V'tavra Misha Shanazu Le Shanazu, the Mechovar of the Gemara is that therefore we're going to have to remain with the Teretz, with the Deichik Teretz that the Gemara says in certain places in Shas, that we're going to have to say that the two babas of the Mishnah are machlekes in a chanami, they're not going the alibi the one tana. The din of afia befnim is going the man the omar, that tana is bekadish and in a chanami. Right? That the fi that tana, it's going to be doicha Shabbos. And the man the omar that says in a doicha Shabbos, he's going to have to hold afia as bachutz. He's going to hold that the tana is not bekadish. And therefore you can make it on Erev Shabbos. And then and the Kedusha will only come later on when you misadur on the Shulchan on Shabbos itself, and that's why it won't have a psolina. That's Shitas Taisis, how the Gemara remains in the Maskon. Now the Rambam, and Hilchos Tefidim and Musafim and Perek Hei, and Halacha Zayin, the Rambam brings down our Mishnah Ketzurasa. The Rambam brings down, Lishasa v'richasa b'chutz, v'afiyasa b'fdim b'azara k'shara menachas. And the Rambam, later on, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam paskins, ein afiyas lech v'ponim, doichis is a Shabbos, v'yis a yontif. Ela be'erev Shabbos, eifin eisei, ve'orchid eisei l'machar, you bake it, and the next day, the machar on Shabbos, that's when you're besadur on the Shulchan. So it seems that the Rambam brings down the Mishnah, that the Rambam remains with the Mishnah, that the halacha is that the Tarot's Bekadosh, the Rambam says that the Afiyah is Bifnim and Azara, which the Chari Gemara says from that must be Tarot's Bekadosh, and Aval Pekin, the Rambam still paskins, Einu Deiches HaShabbos. So the Lacha Mishnah is already Aymed. He brings out our Taisvis. That Taisvis seems to learn that the Maskana is no such halacha. We can't have, it's not Kaim such a din that the Afiyah is Bifnim and Apple Pekin, it's Einid Deichas HaShabbos. The Rambam seems to Lamaisa bring down the Mishnah, the Maskana. Ask the Lacha Mishnah, what's he going to do with the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara didn't have an Eitzah, had to learn the Mishnah. And then the Lacha Mishnah goes out to ask another Kasha. The Lachayra, the first Kasha that the Gemara asked also, that Lichasav Arichasav Bachotz, Gemara asks Alma, that Midas Yavish is his Kadsha, asks the Midas Yavish is Loin is Kadsha, asks the Lacha Mishnah, that Luchayra, the Rambam Shita, he brings it the Rambam earlier on, the Rambam holds that Midas Yavish, the Rambam holds Kli HaMikdash, in Perek Aleph, the Rambam seems to hold that the Asarin was his Kadsh, that the Midas Yavish was his Kadsh. So Luchayra asks the Lacha Mishnah, there's another problem with the Rambam. The Gemara started off the Sugya that the man, the Omer that holds Lishasa Rechasa Bachotz, has to hold Midas Yavish Loinis Kadsha. And that's why you do a Bachutz. The Rambam asks the Lacha Mishnah seems to hold not like this. The Rambam seems to hold that Midas Yavish is his Kadsha. So how could the Rambam pass in the din of our Mishnah of Rishosan Barichasa Bachutz? So on this Kasha, the Lacha Mishnah remains with this question. He doesn't have an answer. But on the first question, he says a Teretz. He says that the Rambam learned the Gemara differently than Tosfos. The Rambam learned that the Gemara meant to say is that we have to remain with the Mishnah as is. And what's going to be the Teretz? Obviously, even though the Tana is Bekadosh, Afal Pekin, it doesn't become possible Lina. Before we would have said that if a Tana is Bekadosh Alechem, it should become possible Lina. But says the Lecha Mishnah, the Gemara is remaining by a question, but the Gemara is saying that obviously the Kiddush HaTana is not enough It's only a miktsas kedusha that the Mishnah calls it. It's not enough of a kedusha to have a psul lida. And that's what the Gemara means to remain, that even though Misvar, we would have said that the Tana Makadosh would make a psul lida, that's the Gemara saying that Rav Ashi's teretz is not a good teretz, and Elamai, even though the Tana is Makadosh, Apel Pikain, it's possible lida. The Gemara doesn't speak out beferish Tavra. Normally the Gemara should speak out Tavra, Misha Shanazu, Lai Shanazu. Gemara just means to remain by a question, and the Gemara means to remain with the din, that even though Tana is Makadosh, Apel Pikain is dope psul lida, and the Hezber is, says the Lecha Mishnah, but says only a miktsas kedusha. So the Mikdash David and Tzimek Gimel and Ois Aleph, he brings down this Rambam with the Lech Mishnah, and he's Mazber, what's the aside of this din? What's the Pshat Lamaisa in this Halacha that was saying that even though the Tana is Mekadosh, Afal Pikein is no Psolina? So he brings the Mishnah Me'ilah, which is all Achreinim, a lot of Achreinim, when they Miyash of the Rambam, they bring down this Mishnah Me'ilah. The Mishnah, the Avtesu Bet Aleph says that both the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim, the Mishnah says that they have Me'ilah Mishahukdisha. Karam Betanur, when it gets a little crust in the Tanur, once the baking already has a comes to a certain Gemar of Karam Betanur, Hukshali possible Tful Yoim and Mechosik Purim. We have the Gius in the Mishnah that's Hukshali possible Tful Yoim and Mechosik Purim. Now Rashi over there already speaks out that we're not going to, that doesn't have a psolina. And this is what the Achreinim bring, that you see from over here, that even though it has a Kiddush HaTanur, it's Hochshuli possible Tful Yoim and Bechotzi Kippurim, Afal Pikein, there's no psolina. It's a first in this Mishnah, L'chari, the Terence to the question, how the Ram L'maisa Paskins, that Hochshuli possible Tful Yoim, Uve Bechotzi Kippurim, but it's Mashmal Lina not. And if you look on Taisis Adav Chesem at Aleph, Taisis, the Ramasal Karmu Paneh B'Tanur, Taisis Magi in the Mishnah, Taisis says that you have to be Geiris, Lina, he says, Yeshvam she'ein garsin of a Lina. And Taisa says that it can't be, Taisa says, no, lo'ilami are garis Lina. Because he says, he's looking at our sugya, he brings Aragamar is beforish, that on the Tzad Tadis Makadosh, there is a Psalina. And the Chazanish speaks out, that Taisa said, Me'ilah is going to Shitase over here by us, on Tzadi Heyam and Beis, that Taisa Shita is, that the Gemara remains by the question, and the Gemara has to say Tavra. More remains with this hanacha that if there's a kiddush tanner, if the tanner is bekadosh, the ein acharami becomes possible lina, and therefore Taisa the Me'ilah Taku says emes that we have to be gerus in the mishnah of a lina. But Rashi and the Avtesa Ben Aleph says beforish not like this. Rashi's gerus that when not Rashi speaks up beferish, there's no psolina. Now Taisa is over there, and that Taisa is oibe the might is. Ask a question that if tanner is bekadosh, why do we have to wait till it's karam panah betanner? Why is it become Kaddish right away? So Taisa says, V'hadikli sharas b'kaddish, hanu dafka k'shenasa kol aroyli osis boi v'hainu shenikra. In order for a klisharas to be b'kaddish, it has to do what you're supposed to be doing in the klisharas, and therefore it has to have some type of gemara in the baking when it has a crust. So that's when the klisharas can be b'kaddish. But the Mikdash David learns up in Rashi that the answer to this question is that Tanner is not a regular Kiddush klisharas. The lovers of Kiddush HaTanur, we spoke about it this before, that the lovers of Kiddush HaTanur is not like a regular Klisharas. The lovers of Kiddush HaTanur is that it's the Maisa feel that the Tanur is doing to the Lechem, that's what's Mekadosh the Lechem. The fact that the Lechem is becoming baked by the Tanur, that's what's making the Kiddush. And therefore, says the Mikdash David, that's the beer in the Divrei HaLechem Mishnah, that it's not a regular Kiddush. If it would be a regular Kiddush Klisharas, then in Hanami, of course, it would be a Psolina. Then the Gemara by us will be right. The reason why there's a svar to say over here that this Kiddush Tanur doesn't make enough of a Kedusha to make him solida is because it's not a regular Kiddush Klisharis. It's a new type of halacha. It's a new din. It's a halacha that with the baking, I the Maisafia, it makes a Kaddush. And therefore, says the Mikdash David, it possibly can have different dinim. It doesn't have to, it's not Meshubit to have all the same dinim that we have in a regular Kiddush Klisharis. And therefore, says the Mikdash David, that's Kufa the Gabina Teretz to the Gemara's Kasha by us, why there's no Psolina by the Kiddush HaTanur is because Kiddush HaTanur is a different Kiddush, and that's the reason of the Svar de Lecha Mishnah why it only remains a Miksas Kiddusha. And says the Mikdash David, Imkain, we're going to have to say that in order that the Tan, we don't want it to become possible, you know, since we're saying it doesn't become, it's not Teich HaShabbos, so Imkain, the Lisha and the Aricha is not going to be able to be in a Klisharis. Because a kli, if it, the leash is going to be done in a regular kli sharis, then the kli sharis is going to be mekadosh, a regular kiddush kli sharis. The midas hayavish will be mekadosh, and it will be emes become possible lino. And since the halacha is that lechem mishnah shtei lechem are not toicha Shabbos, therefore behechrich we have to make them in a kli chol. And that's the answer to the question of the lechem mishnah. The lechem mishnah remains with the question why the Rama paskes li shasa marichasa on bachutz. The answer is because since it's not toicha Shabbos. So Bishleim Rakit the Tanner, which we do Bethnim, that we're saying is that the Kiddush Tanner doesn't have a din that'll have a Psolina. But if we would do it with use a Midas Hayavish as a Mikdash David, that would be a regular Kiddush Kisharis, and that would make a Psolina. So that's the reason why anyhow we have to do it with a Klichol. Because if we don't do it with a Klichol, we're gonna have the problem that it's become possible Lina. And that's the answer Gufa why it's Lishasav Arichasam Bachotz. The Gemara didn't know the difference by us between Tanner Makadish and the regular Kiddush Klisharis. Now, once we were Mechadish, that the din of Tanner Mechadish is different, and therefore it doesn't have a Psolina, so then it's Pasha, the difference between why the Afiyah is Bifnim, and the Lishva Arichas Bachotz. The Afiyah is Bifnim, because Afiyah is a Tanner, doesn't make a Psolina. Mashaegin, the Lishva Aricha, had we have done them in a Klisharis Bifnim, then the Halacha would be, it would become Psolina, and that's why you have to do them with a Klichol, and that's why there are Vaidis Bachotz, because we're not using klisharis for alisha and aricha. Now, if you look in the Chedushei Ramosha Levi, an Amud Kuf Aleph, he says to answer this question of lechemishta, why is the afia b'fnim and alisha aricha b'chutz? He says a little different svara. He says the svara is if he says that the same way we see from Tosfos's Kasha. In Me'ila, why doesn't the lechem become kaddish right away in the Tanner? Says Rav Moshe, must be that the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem aren't ready to become kaddish until they have a toiras lechem, until the karen panam b'taner. And since the halacha is that the kiddush can't happen until they become lechem, haraya even in the Tanner where the Tanner is bekaddish. The Kiddush only happens by Karim Panab Taner. So he's going differently than the Mikdash David. He's understanding the lumbus why we need Karim Panab Taner is not because we need a Maisa Fia, but because we need a Torah's Lechem on the Lechem upon him and the Shtei Lechem to become Kaddish. Their din to become Kaddish is not like a regular Mincha. A regular Mincha becomes Kaddish when it's Soiles, when it's baked. Masha'enke, the Lechem upon him and Shtei Lechem, Me'iza Siba, it's before it says, Rabbi Shin, this Mishnah Me'ila, it only becomes Kaddish when it's Karim Panab Taner. And therefore it's Pashut, that's the reason why it won't become Kaddish in a Klisharis, in the Lisha and the Aricha. The reason why the Lisha and Aricha Bachotz are because there's no Kedusha, can't be Chal on them until a Kedusha enough for Ful Yoyim and Mechus Kippurim. This Kedusha that we need to have in them is not, can't be Chal until it's Lechem. It could just have a Kedusha Taguf Ba'alma, can't have this Kedusha of the lifts of its full yom and mechusik impurim, and for sure not lina, until later on, until it has a teyus lechem. And that's good for the reason why the lisha aricha bachotz, because it can't be chal a kiddush, even if midas yavish is his kadsha, but by shtei lechem and lechem apanim, it's mavur in the mishnah, that the kiddush can't be chal until they become lechem. Now, similar to this, the markevus mishnah and the chazanish, is also markev on this inyan. They say that we see from here that there's different zmanim to become cut for a mincha to become kaddish. There are different times. By shtei alechem and lechem apanim are different than other minachas. We see that the kiddush haguf is chal while it's soiles, that you can't be paided anymore. Then afterwards, it's chal the kedusha l'gabi b'chusik impurim and tful yoyim. That's a mishnah me'ila with the cream of a tanner in the tanner. And then the gabi lina, that's only chal later on with the sidur ha'shulchan. That's what's before in this Mishnah. In Echadami, the Gemara Be'as remains by a question, what's the Pshan in all these dinim? But that's what's before. The Rambam didn't learn like Tosfos that the Gemara means to say Tavra Misha Shanazu Vaishanazu. The Rambam just learned up that this is before, that the Kedusha can't be Chal until certain stages. The stages that it needs to go through certain stages in order for it to allow the certain Kedushas to be Chal. Other menachas work differently. Other menachas could be chal kedusha earlier on, but by lechem apanim shtei alechem to have the kedusha of the potzav tefillah mechutz kippurim, you need a krima b'taner. The midas hayavish doesn't work for that, and to have the psolina, you need it to be have a sidur ha'shulchan. That's what the Gemara is remaining with. In the Hanami, maybe the Gemara remains with the question why, but that's the Halacha L'maisa. And the Michas Avram and Menachas Avsayin brings down B'shem the Brisker of also. He says the din and Lech L'Aparam and Shtei Lechem that until they have the Tiras carbon Gomer on the Shulchan, that's when they can have a Psulina. Before that, they can't have a Psulina. Now the Chazon Ish explains the fees that is a Pirush B'Shnayis, the Rambam, that says that the Gemara, he speaks out that the Gemara is not mevar. What's the difference that the Alisha and the Aricha are b'chutz and the Afiyah are b'fnim? He says the Gemara is not mevar. This sounds like from the Rambam. The Rambam is bringing down that the Gemara remains by a question on the Mishnah. What's the difference between the Alisha and the Aricha and the Afiyah? So it takes this yotif is ma'irer that if you look in the Gemara doesn't have such a problem. The Gemara explains very nicely the reason why. The Alisha Aricha Bachot is because Midas Hayav Shloin is Kadisha. And the reason why Bafir is Bifnim is because Tanam are Kadish. So as the Taisis Yantiv, the Gemara doesn't remain by such a question. So if you look at the Sfas Emes, the Sfas Emes says that the Maskonis HaGemara, this is really the question. This the Maskonis HaGemara, Behechrich, from the fact that it doesn't become possible, you know, must be that Tanam is not Makadish. And Athol Pekin is a new din to have Pnim, like Rav Ashi tries to say, that maybe it's because of Makab's reason, and the Gemara remains by a question, what's the difference between Lisha V'Aricha and Afia? But once the Gemara asks the second question, so Behechrich says the Lech, says the Sfas Emes, it remains with the question, the Gemara seems to be being Machriach from there, that the Afia is not, the Tanur is not Mekadosh the Lechem. And Athol Pekin is a din Pnim. In Cain, we don't understand what could be the difference between Elisha Aricha and Afia. Says the Sfas Emes, that's what the Rama means. And he says, in a Chanami, maybe this Be'emes, a Kabbalah, that Afia has to be Bifnim. Or maybe it's Exeris, a Kotz of Lechem upon him, means Mashvah, it has to be Nefa Bifnim. It's Shas that it's Lechem. Ayin Shom, he says, different Biurim, why it possibly could be like that. But the Gemara remains with such a question. After the Gemara asks the second question, so that proves us that the terrors that we said in the first question is not true. The reason why the Afiyah has to be with them is not because like Gemara originally wanted to save some Tanur Mekadosh. Because Im Kain, why would it not become possible, you know? That's what Sfas Emes is B'yashiv, the Pirush B'Shnayis, the Rambam. But the Chazon Ish says, the Lafi what we're saying in the Rambam, the Gemara originally, before it got stuck with the second question, the Gemara said, very simple, so that the reason why the Lisha L'Arich is Bachotz is because Midas Hayavish is Loin is Kadosh. But once the Gemara sees anyhow that it's not working with the regular kolam, once the Gemara sees that even though the Tanur is Mekadosh and it needs Pnim, Afal Pekin is no Psolina, so then the Gemara has no reason to believe, to learn up the Mishnah Shloika Hilchasa and say that the Pshan in the Mishnah is because of Midas Hayavish Loin is Kadosh, because maybe the reason is because Oilam Midas Hayavish is Kadosh. But Afal Pekin, it doesn't become Kadosh. The Gemara doesn't anymore feel a need to learn up with to be matzik the Mishnah and say Midas Yavish is Kadosh, La'ilam Midas Yavish is Kadosh, and Afal Pekin, maybe for some reason unknown to us, the Midas Yavish doesn't tuay for Kiddush, can't make a Kiddush until the Afia, just like we see that the Afia can't make the Kiddush, the Tanur can't make the Kiddush to be possible either. And that's what the Rambam means in Pirush B'Shnayis. That's Loinis Bar B'Gemara L'Maisa. What is the Pshat? But the Gemara does remain that La'ilam Midas Yavish is Kadosh. And the Olam Afal Pekin is not going to become Pusel, it won't have the din of Pnim. Because it doesn't have a Kiddush, the Kiddush won't be Chal until the Afia. So just to make a short Sikkum, we said over the Sugis HaGemara, that the Gemara remains with a question on the Mishnah, Shitas Tesis, the Gemara remains with the Anachis, that anytime there's a Kiddush, they'll have a Psolina, and therefore the Maskanas HaGemara is, Tav Rabbi Shashanazu Leishanazu. The Lecha Mishnah is already Ma'ir that the Rambam seems to bring the Mishnah Kitzurasa, that even though it's Afia Bifnim, Afal Pekin is not Teicha Shabbos, and the Lecha Mishnah explains it's only a Mikzas Kedusha, that's the reason why it doesn't have a Psolina, that's the answer to the Gemara's Kasha, and the Mikdash David is Mazvedis, because the site of the Kiddush is not a regular Kiddush Klisharis, it's a Kiddush of the Maisa Afia, and he says that's the reason why Im Kain, the Gemara's original question is Maturitz, because once we're saying that there's a problem of Psolina, Tanur has such a Eitzah, the Klisharis doesn't have such a Eitzah, and that's why Behechrich, anyhow, you had to do in a Klichol, and that's Gufa why the Alisha and Aricha were Bachotz. And we said over from Ramesha Alevi that the Lechem has to become Kaddish. The Lechem, the Kiddush of Lechem, a Paramish, the Lechem could only become Kaddish when it has a Din Lechem, and that's why the Alisha and Aricha are Bachotz. Now we said over from the Makavis HaMishnah, the Chazenish, Briskarov, that the answer to the questions of the Gemara is that in a Hanami, that's what's before over here, this Dinim, Shtei Alechem Alechapanim have different halachas and their Kiddush, even though you have a Klisharis, even though Tanis Berkadosh, but the Kiddush has different Dargis. In order to have a Kiddush of the Pasuk Tfilyayim of Velina, has to be already a Lechem, has to be in the Tanner. In order to have a Psulina, has to be only later on, on the Sidur HaShulchan, that's when it could have the Kiddush of Lagavi, the Psulina. Now, in the Etzem Gemara, the Gemara brought down Rav Ashi's Teretz. The Rav Ashi said that the reason why you have a Fia Bifnim is because you want to do it in Makab's reason, and Rashi explains, what's the Svar of Makab's reason? That we want to make sure that it shouldn't become Chametz. So the Night of Yehuda, in Kamar, and Or Chaim, in Tshuva Tesvav, over there he's writing a Tshuva to the Or Chadosh, and the Or Chadosh asked him in the Tshuva, that L'chayra, this is a good answer to the Lechem upon him, but the Shtei Alechem, they were Chametz. So you don't need any special Zrizos that they shouldn't become Chametz. The Din of Shtei Alechem is to be made Chametz. So how do we answer in the Chanami, we'll answer Lechem upon him, that you need Pnim in Lechem upon him, so it shouldn't become Chametz. So what's with the Shtei Alechem? So the Yehuda says that it's Hiksha Adam Kashuk and Barazel, it's a very strong question, and he can't really answer B'derech HaTeretz, but it can be Deiche, that maybe the Pshat is that Be'etzem, we would want all Menachas to be the same. So once we have a Svarak upon him by the Lechem upon him, it has to be Bifnim, Al Tzrizos, the Shtei Lechem also will do Bifnim. Shtei Lechem also will do Bifnim, even though in a Chanami, the Svar of Tzrizos doesn't apply in the Shtei Lechem. Ayin Shom. The Chassam Sefer in a Tshuva in Archaim and Sim Kufchav Hei also discusses this Kasha. And he says, he brings down his, from someone at Diak and Rashi, that the whole Kasha, if you look in Rashi, Rashi's Mazbid a Kasha, Ifsubalida, Rashi says, the Ifsubalida Koinim Shia said, Dredu al Shulchan. It's before in the Lashon Rashi that Rashi's discussing the Shtei Alechem. Rashi's discussing Lechem upon him. Seems from Rashi that the whole Kasha of the Gemara was only on Lechem Apanim, and therefore of Ashi will only coming to be answered Lechem Apanim. Shtei Alechem, there was no question. And the Chasam Sefer is Masber. What's the Pshat in this? What would be the Pshat that the Gemara's Kasha is not on the Shtei Alechem? So Chasam Sefer explains, Al Pi Taisis Adaf Nun Alpha Ben Aleph. Taisis over there is discussing that L'chayra, if we bake it before Shabbos, L'chayra, there shouldn't be any Psolina, because it shouldn't become Kaddish, but it's Shleim Bismano. It's not the right time. So Taisus in one side says, in one Teret says, that in a Chanami, the Tanner itself won't make it Kaddish, but since by the Lechem HaPanim we put it into Ka'oris, we put it into the Tfusim after it comes out of the Tanner, so by night they're still sitting in those Klisharis, so then at night, since there's no Mechusis Man Balayla, then at that time it'll become Kaddish, and it'll become Pasabalina. So Ibkain says the Chassam Sefer, the whole Kasha, the Gemara, Psolina, it's only Nagea by Lechem HaPanim that were put in Ka'aris, that are sitting in Ka'aris by night. Shtei Alechem, we don't find such a halacha that they were sitting in Ka'aris by night. So the whole Kasha, Psolina, wasn't on them. Now the Chassam Sefer speaks out, in a Chanamis, now why the Maisa do they have to be Bifnim? If we're saying that the Tanners can't be Makadish them, because it's Mechus Isman, it's Shleib Ismano, so then Lechayra, why be'emes they have to be b'fnim? So it says the Chassam Sefer, the Ena Chanami, the reason why they have to be b'fnim is because we want also them to be b'makom's reason. And the Zrizus is the other way that they should become Zrizus for Chametz. That we want to make sure that they're Chametz. But the reason why Rashi didn't speak it out is that wasn't the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question of Psolina was Dafka on Lechem Apanim. On Shtei Alechem, the Kasha is the other way around. That the Teret, there's no din of Tanur Makadosh on them, but it's Shleib Ismano. And the answer is going to be the same Teretz of Zrizin, because we want to make sure that they're Chametz. But Rashi didn't explain that, because that's what the Gemara was talking about. Now the Teretz HaKadosh also goes with such a Mahalachik Lechsam Sefer, that the Kasha wasn't a Kasha on Shtei Alechem. And he says, the reason is, because by Shtei Alechem, it could be Negea, not always a Shtei Alechem made on Shabbos. So therefore, the Fiasa Bifnim could be talking about when it's Chal B'Yantif, that you're Eifet on Yantif Bifnim. But when Shavuos is Chal on Shabbos, so then you have to do it on Erev Shabbos, and in a Chanami, then you wouldn't do it Bifnim. So then, the fact that it says a Fiasa Bifnim on Shtei Alechem wasn't such a big question, this is not such a steer to Ein Deiches as a Shabbos. Lechem upon him always falls out on Shabbos. So Ein Deiches as a Shabbos means that you're always doing it before. This means the Afia Bifnim is when you're doing it at the right time. And Eina Deichis is a Shabbos is doing it is when you're not doing it at the right time. And then Eina Chanami, the Afia is not Bifnim. But the Sasar Achim is the Mishnah is later on, a Mefurish, that the Mishnah is hold, that It's not Toichi Yontif. We pass in the Stam Mishnah later on, the end of the parak says it's not Toichi Yontif. You bake it before Yontif also. So you have to say, like, similar to Chassam Sefer, that in a Hanami, the Gemara was asking Mineu Bey in the Mishnah, the Gemara was asking only from Lechem upon him. In a Hanami, the Gemara could have also asked on Shteya Lechem, Mikoyach the Mishnah is later on, and then in a Hanami, if Ashi Lemais and his Teretz will be etzem be answering Shteya Lechem, like the Chassam Sefer says, that because you need this reasons to make a Chametz. But Rashi didn't discuss it, because that wasn't exactly what the Gemara was asking here, because the Gemara was rather asked, Mineu Bey in the Mishnah Mineu Bey. Beside the Mishnah Mineu Bey, the Teretz HaKadosh has an answer. Now there's another Teretz, Teretz HaMeach says, in Ma'is Kabbalah, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, he says, Api Gemara in Zvachim Kuf Dalet. The Gemara in Zvachim Kuf Dalet is a suffix, what's the Halacha by Parah Manasrofim? Is there a Psulina? And the Gemara is Bashba, that the Yisrael of the Svara is, because since it doesn't have a Din Achila, the Din of the Parah Manasrofim is to be Nisraf, so that's why it doesn't have a psolina. The dim psolina is only said on things that are necha. So therefore, says the Arsameach, by shtei alechem, since they're bom if they, by shtei alechem, in a case where we don't have kfasim, when they're bom if they atzbom, the Gemara mem vavam and alf brings, learn Shitas of Yosef over there, that the din is, l'chatchilo to be sarifit. It doesn't have a din achilo. The din is to be sarifit. The din of the shtei alechem is that you should be sarifit. Shtei alechem bom if they atzbom is dinam misreifa. So Imkain says our Sameach that before Shavuos comes around, when I was just baking it, now I want it done, it should have a psolina. Over there, there's no kfasim yet. And the oil, if it will become nifsabalina, then I won't be able to have any kfasim together with this lechem. So says our Sameach, we could look at this lechem until Shavuos comes, and I bring kfasim with them, as shtei alechem above ifnei atzmon, which their din is a sreifa. They don't yet have a din achila until I bring the kfasim. And since there's din amisreifa, says our Sameach, that's why possibly Rav Ashi held that it wouldn't have b'chlal a din lina. So therefore, the whole kasha, the Gemara of Ifsa Melina is before, like Rashi learns, dafkon on lechem aparim, not on shtei alechem. Shtei alechem, there's no psalina on them because they don't have a din of necholim until later on when you bring kfasim with them. Kolzman, there's no kfasim yet. They have a din of srafim, and the Gemara in Zvachim has it sad that the srafim don't have a din of a psalina. When the Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings the Machlekes, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, if Kol Maseyim Ifnim, and Reb Shimon says, no, Lo'ilam HaBarog, Lo'im HaShtei Alechem HaChapanim, K'sheiris V'Azaro, K'sheiris V'Beis Pagi. So Gemara first brings that maybe they're learning up a Machlekes and Pshat in the Pasuk with David HaMelech, and with David HaMelech's nice over there, as Achimelech. The Gemara's Maskana is that no, that's not the nice over there, it was Pashat, that David was saying he wanted for him to eat it out Sakana, he wasn't coming to tell them anything if it had to be Eif Alechem upon him. And the Gemara says, B'Gemara Pligi, there's a Machlekes and a Machlekes, Mar Gomelei Merabi Tanu Makadish, or Mar Gomelei Loi Makadish, Rashi explains. So the Machlekes B'Gemara, whether or not Tanu is Makadish or not. It wasn't a Machlekes, had to learn up the Pesukim in Shmuel. So the Tesis Yontif is his Kasha, he brings Rashi and he says that L'Chayra, the Pasha Slosh and Rashi will be Mashmah, that there's a Machlekes about Tanu Makadish or not Tanu Makadish. He says, if you look in the Mishnah seems to say, Reb Yehuda Omer, Kol Maseyim Bifnim. It's Mashmah that Alicha V'Aricha also has to be Bifnim. So Im Kain, as the Tesis Yontif, the Machlekes is not if Tanus Bekadish, the Machlekes is already before, if the Klisharis is Bekadish it. And therefore he says, the Lashon Rashi is Lav Dafka, doesn't mean Dafka Tanu Makadish or Tanu Einu Makadish. But the Tyrus HaKadosh, he brings that Rashi before is also mashv like this. Rashi before in the Ramasa Afki Ayoyim Yikadosh Bekli, when the Gemara still wants to learn up at the being Chaylik in the Pesukim over there, Rashi says, HaTaner, the Ifsaleb Mubacher Belina, Almor Taner Makadosh. He says, this Rashi, we can't be Matzcha. Rashi says, Almor Taner Makadosh. But Doi Chashabas, it's mashv by Rashi clearly that the Noisa is, if Taner Makadosh, the Taner is not Makadosh. And Rav Kiva Eger, and the Gilead Rambam, the Shapsi Franco Rams, they bring Rav Kiva Eger, and Tweedim of Safim, and Perak Ches Halacha Ches. He's trying to be Mephalp over there, he's being Mephalp over there to be Miyashiv, the Rambam, how the Rambam knew to learn our Mishnah Lamaisa, not like Tosfos to say Tavro. But Teich Varv, he says that the Gemara Minei Bey, it's Lacharim Muchach like Rashi. He says that the fact that Gemara says, B'Gemara Pligi, it's beforeish that the Machlekes is not like Klishar, Midas Ayavish is Kacho, and is Kacho. The Machlekes of Midas Ayavish is Kacho, and is Kacho. The Machlekes of Psukim, the Gemara earlier on brings. It's Machlekes of Psukim, if Midas Ayavish was his Kacho. For the fact that the Gemara used the Lashon, Be Gemara Pligi, It's before it says Rabbi Kivayger that the Gemara also understood like Rashi. It's Lashon HaGemara is before like Rashi. That the Machlokes is not if Minas HaYavis is its Kadosh. It's a Machlokes, a new Machlokes, the Gemara must be. The Machlokes is if Tatar is Makadosh or Tatar is not Makadosh. So the Tatar is HaKadosh is B'yashav, that L'chayor L'maisa, what's the Pshat of the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda? If his whole din is Tatar Makadosh, then why does Rabbi Yehuda hold Koma say him Bifnim? So the Tarius Kodesh says that we can be miyashin al pi Taisus and Pesachim daf lam avav. Taisus over there brings down a svara to say that if the Tanner has to be bifnim, there's a tzad to say that the Lisha v'aricha also has to be bifnim. But since we have to be careful that it shouldn't become chametz, so therefore we have to make sure it's right near the Tanner. We don't start doing the Lisha far away from the Tanner and then I have to go bring it running to the Tanner. I make the Lisha v'aricha right near the Tanner. And this ksas sarachian, this is a good teretz for lechem aparim that needs to be matzah. The shtei alechem has to be chametz. What's the problem? Why can I do it? Lest we say, like we said earlier on for the Noi de Yehuda, that we don't want to make a difference between lechem aparim and shtei alechem, but tzarachin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.